What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, August 25th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Pau Hana Friday, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room as usual. And, of course, today being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. Obviously, the big story right now is Hurricane Harvey is just about to make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane, 110-plus mile-per-hour winds, 35 inches of rain. It is going to be a nasty one. They're already ordering evacuations. And if you have not already made your preparations and you're in that path of the storm, it's too late. Stay home. Don't get on the roads. Don't go to the hardware stores. Just go with what you've got here right now. And, of course, later in the weekend, it's going to get up into the interior of Texas, including RBN. And I have an announcement to all of our listeners from RBN. Will the owner of a large wooden boat, 300 cubits by 50 cubits by 30 cubits, kindly move it because your animals are starting to block traffic? We need to get that all out of there. There is a concern, of course, at the South Texas Nuclear Project power plant down near Corpus Christi. Now, obviously, the reactor is built to withstand a storm to a certain degree, but then so were all those nuclear reactors on Japan. And apparently they're keeping an eye on the storm, and they're getting ready, if necessary, to shut the reactor down and do whatever is necessary. But they're a little nervous, especially after what happened to Fukushima. And so they're going to be keeping an eye on that. Like those poor people in the Gulf have not already suffered through enough with that Gulf oil disaster and the rest of it here. Now, as you know, over this last week, we've had Charlottesville, racism, and all this other stuff, and it's already beginning to fizzle. And everyone's wondering, why was this being made up anyway? It's not like it was going to get traction. Well, it was a distraction. And we're beginning to see a pattern emerge where the Democrats and the media will launch a smear campaign against Donald Trump, and then when it falls apart, they have another one set to go. So the news is never about how Trump was exonerated on something. It's always about, oh, there's a new scandal on out there. First, it was Trump in Russia. That one's falling apart. Now that dossier, which we all knew was fake, even the corporate media is admitting it's fake. Well, let's go on to Charlottesville and prove that Donald Trump is a racist. And so they're trying to crank up that whole situation. Just keep on the attack there. Now, believe it or not, there's a story over here in beforeitsnews.com where apparently down in Texas, there's actually somebody trying to make the argument that it's time to bulldoze the Alamo because it's a reminder of that time when those racist Americans didn't like the Mexicans. Actually, the Alamo is an icon of when the Mexican army defeated the American army. They won the battle, but obviously not the war. But again, you can see the mission creep here. The "we must destroy this monument memorial" has gone way beyond the original idea that we want to get rid of the reminders of slavery. And now they're just attacking all history. The Alamo, Confederacy, the Union, Lincoln, Washington, Jefferson. And by the way, there's a lot of hoax nonsense stories out there trying to trip us all up. The latest one being that apparently some Confederate soldiers were being exhumed from a cemetery. And it's a hoax story. So you got to be very, very careful about these things here. But, I mean, it has reached a ridiculous point of view. And you look at the corporate media and the Democrats ever since Trump won the White House, and Trump's a Russian, Trump's a racist. Now Trump's a retard. They're back to talking about using the 25th Amendment to get him out because he's incompetent. They seem to be going through the R words right now. And I guess next it'll be the S words. Trump is Satanistic. Trump is snoring. Trump is whatever. They're just going on down the list here. Now, as you know, we talked about earlier in the week, there is an attorney down in San Diego who is going to file a class action lawsuit on behalf of the American people against CNN for defaming us by saying we're white supremacists by default. that anybody who voted for Donald Trump is a white supremacist. And, of course, CNN has no defense for labeling 63 million Americans white supremacists by default. They haven't even tried to retract or modify it. They're still out there pushing this idea. If you support President Donald Trump, you are a white supremacist. And it's a ridiculous assertion to make. A lot of people supported Donald Trump for economic reasons. I supported him primarily to keep Hillary out of the Oval Office, and secondarily because he was going to pull back from the war agenda, and that didn't happen. But it doesn't make me a white supremacist. And I hope that lawyer goes forward with that lawsuit, because CNN ought to be sued for being that reckless. And CNN is, in fact, in difficult trouble. Their ratings have plummeted a minus 48% from this time last year. They're now in 15th place. They used to be number one. Now they're in 15th place. They're behind reruns of old TV shows. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And the corporate media is still out there. They're getting more and more hysterical. And, of course, that's actually a good thing, because more and more people are just saying, what is it with the TV network news that we're not getting any news? We're getting all this nonsense, this whining and crying stuff going on out there. Russia Today has an interesting article out there basically talking about how dissent in American media is being made illegitimate. And they're talking about those few remaining voices in the corporate media that are trying to toe a cautious line and say, it's not as bad as you think. They're not going along with the bash Russia. And what Russia Today is suggesting is if dissent is declared illegitimate, you could see riots in this country. And yes, you could. And now you have Nancy Pelosi is out there saying there have to be limits on First Amendment. You can't just get out there and say anything you want. Well, yeah, that's what the First Amendment is about. Free speech is an absolute. It either is or it is not. If there are constraints on speech, it's not freedom of speech, it's permitted speech. Now, getting on back to the scandal with the Awan brothers, as they dig into the investigations on that, apparently the Awans lived a good life in Washington, D.C. They had bundles of cash. They were spending like $4,000 per night in Washington, D.C., hitting all the clubs, hitting all the various entertainments and so forth and so on. So a lot of cash floating on out there. Now, as you know, we reported yesterday, federal prosecutors are starting to look into the issue of espionage by Imran Awan, and there may be a deal to be made there. So I hope they have him in protective custody. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters finally stepped over the line. The House Ethics Committee on Monday has charged Representative Maxine Waters of helping a bank in which her husband owns stock to secure federal bailout funds. And this basically comes to three counts of violating the House rules and the federal ethics code in connection with her effort to arrange a 2008 meeting between Treasury officials and representatives of the One United Bank. Maxine. All right, so let's get into the war zones. And it does look like Trump is trying to ramp things up here. They just hit... let's get back to this issue of the legality here. Article that came out of FFF.org. When you come right on down to it, Donald Trump does not have a legal right to go into Afghanistan. Just the same argument was made about North Korea the other day. It's illegal. There's no justification. And in both the case of North Korea and Afghanistan, there are so many wars I can't keep track of them. Congress has not issued the required constitutional declaration of war. And that makes so many of these wars launched by presidents unconstitutional and illegal. But they keep on going. Now, this one from Sputnik News, warning us that the amount of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan may be much greater.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome. And our show is finally live. We had a little bit of a delay getting things set up here. We're still thrashing around getting everything ready. But it is Friday, October 27th, 2017, the end of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And again, we're dealing with tech issues and all these other problems. So we're a little bit late starting the show, but we are live. We are not a replay. Please don't tune us off and go listen to somebody else at this point. All right. So getting into the news here, first of all, a reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of the show today. On November 1st, Don Wiskin of Extendivite is going to be our guest, talking about his recent difficulties with the Canadian authorities over his product, which he's prevailed, but it's still an annoyance here. And the phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. So getting on to the big story, and we're going to keep this the big story. Uranium One, the PP dossier, all of that stuff. That is the hot story on the independent media, and it is the absolute opposite on the corporate media. They are trying to make this go away. So what we have here basically is the entire Democratic Party establishment sold its soul and lost the election. This thing has spread way beyond Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation. A lot of people are dirty with this, including people who are unfortunately still in positions of power and authority. This thing spreads everywhere. And I want you to step back for a minute and just think about it. 30 years ago, middle of the 1980s, you had the Clintons were ruling Arkansas, and the CIA was using Arkansas as the northern end of a gun and drug running pipeline. And there was huge amounts of cocaine coming in, and everybody had lots and lots of money to play around with. And after 30 years, how far has that corruption spread? How much of the Clintons' constituency are tangled up in that flow of drug money? How many businesses were started with laundered drug money? And are they going to be close friends with the Clintons? So this thing, the more and more we look at it, the more and more we realize it is way beyond just Bill and Hillary. It is a huge chunk of Washington, D.C. They're all dirty with this. Now, this Uranium One informant that has just been cleared to testify before Congress apparently has video evidence of Russian efforts to bribe the Clintons specifically. And the of course, CNN is now out there saying, well, Donald Trump got the gag order lifted. He's got that right as the president. They're trying to make it look like it's a vendetta, that it's a hatchet job. Gee, you want to talk about hatchet job? Look at that whole Trump-Russia collusion that they've been pounding on us month after month after month after month. And it turns out the only person not colluding with Russia was Donald Trump. So he's going to be testifying now before Congress, and all the corporate media, the legacy media, they're all circling the wagons. Newsweek is out there saying there's nothing to any of this. Forbes is saying, look, we looked at this back in last year's election. We didn't find anything. USA Today, same thing. It's really a lot of nothing. Even Snopes has gone out and done a page on this Uranium One deal saying it's completely false. It's completely bogus. Now, the reason here is very, very obvious. If the Clinton crimes start to unwind, it is going to unwind all the way back to that CIA gun and drug running in 1980s Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. So the CIA now is trying to protect itself. At this point, I don't think they care all that much about the Clintons. But they do care about keeping the American people from learning what has really been going on. And I think that's why the corporate media, which is all under the control of Operation Mockingbird, has been given their marching orders. You will make this go away. And, of course, the harder they try to make it go away, the more people turn to the independent media, because people understand there is something really serious here. This is the biggest scandal in U.S. history, and it does deserve to be aired. It does deserve to be made public. And by golly, we here in the independent media, that's what we're going to do. Now, Paul Ryan says the FBI has now agreed to turn over long-sought documents regarding the Trump dossier. The FBI was stalling and stalling, and it was getting to be a real tiff between him and Paul Ryan, but all of a sudden the FBI says they will turn it over. So we may be seeing the beginnings of various limited hangouts. And for those of you who don't understand the term of craft, a limited hangout is where you will release information or admit guilt to a minor crime in order to conceal a much greater crime behind it. A good example would be Bill Clinton admitting to sex with Monica Lewinsky in order to keep the Whitewater investigation away from that gun and drug running that was going on out of Arkansas when he was governor. That's a limited hangout. Apparently, this Fusion GPS agreed to identify the payment trail back to the DNC and the Clinton campaign in order to avoid a congressional subpoena of all their bank records, because apparently there's something even worse hidden in there. And it doesn't look like it's going to work. Congress is still saying they want to see all the records. Everybody is alerted. Everybody is now aware. There is something there, and it's becoming very, very exposed. Now, as far as Robert Mueller himself, he is tainted. He invested in a hedge fund linked to Russia, and he's got a net worth of $8 million. So he's already compromised. He shouldn't be there. Now, Tucker Carlson, he's doing a lot of good stuff. And basically says that his sources are that Robert Mueller is taking the investigation into the Podesta group very seriously because he hasn't been able to find anything else over on the Trump side. And after all this time and all this money and all this publicity, he can't just stand up there and say, we didn't find anything. So it looks to me like the deep state is beginning to turn on Hillary and her immediate circle of associates, co-defendants, what you will. But this is not going away, and the corporate media has lost the ability to tell Americans this is a non-issue. But at this point, a judge may compel Fusion GPS to give House investigators the bank records. Fusion GPS has no legal reason to refuse a congressional subpoena. They're stalling. They're stonewalling is what they're doing. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. The lawyer for this FBI informant, who's now been cleared to testify, basically told Fox News Hannity that this FBI informant can directly connect Barack Obama to the Uranium One deal, because apparently Obama was receiving daily briefings on this deal as it went down. And we now know that Obama was informed by the FBI of Russia's bribery attempts before the deal went through. So when the deal went through and Obama was being informed, he was already aware that there was bribery and corruption involved and did nothing about it. Now, amazingly enough, Obama's CIA director is saying the Intelligence Committee should look into the Clinton dossier payments and where they went. Hillary's still out there trying to say, I had no idea. I don't know where. It's amazing. I still want somebody to be looking into that Clinton Foundation. You want to do a forensic audit, that's where it needs to be. Charles Ortel has already done one based on the available public information. He says it's dirty as all heck. They come nowhere near meeting the requirements for a tax-exempt charitable foundation. And that means that the Clintons should personally be liable for all the taxes on all that money. Meanwhile, Peter Schweizer's book, Clinton Cash, is selling out on Amazon. Everybody is looking into Uranium One. They're digging for the dirt. They're not going to take the corporate media's word. There's nothing there. This is on fire. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the news here, Trey Gowdy is now saying that James Comey has to come and testify before Congress to explain his lies about the investigation into Hillary Clinton, and especially the email server. So Trey is out there. He's loaded for bear. And James has got a lot of explaining to do. I'm waiting for there to be a bug out or all of a sudden a bunch of strange, suspicious suicides. You're going to see a lot of bodies piling up there in Fort Marcy Park, I think. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson's out there doing a really good job. And one of his frequent guests is Congressman Sherman, who's the guy who's actually filed impeachment papers against Donald Trump, claiming obstruction of justice. And so Sherman was on Tucker Carlson's show last night. And basically out there saying, oh, forget about the uranium deal. Forget about, you know, the dossier. We got to stay focused. We've got to impeach Trump. That's all we need to think about. Just the only thing of impeach Trump. We don't want to talk about any of that other stuff. And this guy is going on, you know, pushing the Trump-Russia collusion. And Tucker puts him on the spot and says, do you have any evidence that Russia interfered with our election, that they hacked the DNC? And Sherman came back and said, well, when you have James Comey and Sessions and all these other authoritative figures saying it must be so, I am willing to take it on faith. Resort to authority thing. So you can smell the panic. You can smell the panic. Meanwhile, Larry Klayman, who was the founder of Judicial Watch, and now he's got another group, Freedom Watch, is out there saying, this needs to have a special counsel now. somebody who's truly independent. And I would nominate Larry Klayman for that job because he has got a long, long track record of going after the corrupt, no matter which party they are in or whose ox got gored. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I love Tucker, Mike. Like, the only thing I don't like about him, he's got to grow some balls. he lets them talk over him. He's just got to say, shut up. And, you know, he's got to scream over him because that's what they're doing. That guy was full of crap. They're all full of crap, Mike, because you notice he brought up the tax plan. Let's talk about the Trump, you know, the Trump tax plan that's going to let millions of people's go get out of work. I'm like, where has he been for the last, like, 50 years? where has he been when they outsourced all the jobs back in the 80s? You know, like,
they're desperate to find something that's going to distract from this, and there isn't anything. Everybody understands that this whole Russia hacked the DNC was nonsense. It was a leak through Seth Rich. Again, after one of the most expensive and wide-ranging investigations in U.S. history, it turns out the only person not colluding with Russia was Donald Trump. And so they're in a panic. They're desperate. You know, they're going to start throwing their own liberal friends under the bus, like Harvey Weinstein. They may have thrown that out there to try and head this scandal off. It didn't work. We now have two scandals to look at, but we're not going to forget that first one. That Uranium One deal, that... And now we're finding out the United States really couldn't afford to lose that large a portion of its uranium reserves. That material was actually needed by the United States. And Hillary sold it to someone that we have all been told for the last couple of years is now our deadliest enemy and who is now able to sell it to other countries who might actually be our real deadly enemies. That sounds a lot like treason to me. And she did it all for a fast buck. A lot of bucks, I will grant you, but... Still, that's what she did, and it needs to be brought out, and people need to confront that this is exactly what happened. But the problem is that it isn't just this one little crime. When you start picking at the hem of the Clintons, it's going to unravel back to all kinds of things, the tainted blood scandal, the murder of Vincent Fogg, the murder of all those people on the dead body list, ChinaGate, TravelGate. You know, all these things are all going to start coming back into the public view.
Hey, Mike, the only thing I got to disagree with, I think it was Sean Hannity or Tucker, he said, like, the one guy said it was from the Kremlin. When Christopher Steele was handed this dossier, it was made up already. You know, so somebody handed it to him, and it wasn't the Russians. So it had to be somebody in the CIA, the FBI, or in Britain, or, you know, all of the above, you know, because, like, it wasn't the Russians to make up this story. It was made up and handed to Christopher Steele either by the Bushes and the Clintons so they can discredit Donald Trump, you know, because in reality, the Russians don't really care who gets in. They still got to deal with whoever gets in. And but Mike,
well, okay, stay on the line. We're going to come back to you after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. We're talking about the uranium scandal, or the claim that Russia was interfering with the elections. At this point, because of that Uranium One deal, I'm inclined to think that Russia would have preferred it if Hillary had won the White House, because they already had a lock on her, because they could blackmail her with the Uranium One deal. And I think the evidence of that is that the FBI had found and arrested 10 Russian spies inside the United States in connection with this deal. And Hillary Clinton worked as hard as she could to very quietly have them shipped back to Russia. The same way the U.S. government sent those arrested Mossad agents back to Israel right after 9/11. So clearly Hillary was going to do what Russia told her to do, despite the tough talk to the contrary. So this idea that Trump was favored by Russia, I don't even buy that one anymore. I really don't. So, Dustin, what is your comment here?
No, Mike, can I switch to our topics?
Sure.
I want to talk about Spain and how hypocritical the EU and, like, the United States is, that group, you know, the narcocracy and the oligarchy, how they, if you're a country they don't like because you're in the way, they'll split you apart and put the puppets in those separate countries that they create. But if you're one of their friends that already have a puppet, you know, in Spain per se, you know, they don't want them to be torn apart. Because I don't see one, except for, what was it, Scotland, not one country come out to back the Catalonian, people. Like, I mean, isn't that the
I think
the
Russia
Declaration
has.
Of Independence, Mike. Declaration to break yourself away from the imperialist system. You know, isn't that what we did with the British Empire?
Yeah, yes, we did, and we had the help of other governments like Russia and France. And I understand that Russia is expressing support for an independent Catalonia. But you're right. It's absolute hypocrisy. It's a different set of rules. If we want this country glued together to be part of the New World Order, then we're going to crush the independence movement. But if it's a country we don't like, we're going to start breaking pieces off of it like they were trying to do originally in Iraq and are still thinking of doing in Syria.
But we're no good then, Mike. Like, this country's rotten then. Because we don't...
Yes!
We're just not... Like, the Republican and Democrat, they don't... There's no parties. I keep saying that it's just... It's just there's no constitution anymore. If you believe in a Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, you know, you would be for freedom and independence individually or, you know, and likewise and all that other stuff. I mean, we just don't believe in anything anymore that had to do with this country's founding. It's a joke. I mean, it's a joke. It's not even a funny. It's not funny.
It's actually a tragedy here because our government has been hijacked. By drug lords, by CIA-sanctioned drug lords. And the corruption is just as deep, in fact, more so, than we saw during the height of Prohibition, where the rum runners were basically running the nation for their own regard. And so these individuals who are now in government, by default, they're not nice people. They're not concerned with how other people feel or the health of the nation. They're there to make money. They're there to conquer, and they're there to just make war, and that's what they're doing. The power, they're drunk on the power. They're addicted to the money. And again, that's what we have. We have a criminal government made up of CIA-sanctioned drug criminals.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, same to you. We're going to switch over to Kathleen in Paris. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Back to the Uranium One deal. I am subscribed to Larry Klayman's Freedom Watch website, and he sent out, he's got a petition we can sign.
Okay.
I demand President Trump and Attorney General Sessions appoint Larry Klayman as special counsel to investigate the Clinton email, Uranium One, and Fusion GPS scandals. So we can sign this petition. I forwarded this to you, so you'll be able to look at it. So
I was just about to ask. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it right here, right now. Yeah, I will definitely put that up on... here we go. I will definitely put that up on What Really Happened. I'd love to see Larry Klayman in there. I'd love to see one of his former people from Judicial Watch, Alan Favish, who was the lawyer who took the Vincent Foster case all the way to the Supreme Court. I'd like to see him in there.
Yeah.
There are people who are outside the Beltway who are perfectly competent to do these jobs, and they're not compromised by being inside the Beltway. Anyway, Kathleen, thank you very much for the information. I will definitely get that up on the next commercial break. Mm-hmm. And we're going to switch over to Poot in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm a contemporary of yours, and I remember when the Catholic Church had promised to release the letters at Fatima. And then in 1960, the church said, no, we're not going to release that. And I was in school at the time, and I remember the nuns crying because they were expecting to know about this miracle. And now here we are some years later, and it seems pretty much the same thing. They're pulling the rug out from under us when they were supposed to release this information. Of course, I always suspicion.
You're talking about the JFK files, right?
Heck yes.
Okay.
I always suspicioned that Daddy Bush was involved with it. Intimately, and that he's still alive, so they can't possibly release that information.
Well, he was definitely photographed there in Dealey Plaza. He was definitely up to his neck in the botched assault on the Bay of Pigs. And it was rather interesting when you were listening to Richard Nixon on those tape recordings in the Oval Office. He kept referring to that that Bay of Pigs thing or that Cuba thing. And that was generally understood that it was an oblique reference to his opposition to Kennedy, because Richard Nixon had been fully on board with keeping Cuba basically under colonial control. Nixon was the one who facilitated the deal for United Fruit and PepsiCo to get Cuba's agricultural produce at way below market rates so that they could be hugely profitable. And so he was definitely there online with that. And when he first ran for president against Kennedy, he was expecting he was going to win. And he was all poised. He was going to go on in there and he was going to make Cuba into, you know, an American possession. And he lost the election. And then all of a sudden he's looking at 24 years of a Kennedy dynasty before a Republican has another shot at the White House, because it would have been 8 for John F. Kennedy, 8 for Robert Kennedy, 8 for Teddy Kennedy. Joe Kennedy had lined them up to be a Kennedy dynasty, almost a quarter of a century of Kennedys in the White House. And that's why they decided they had to take a more direct approach, which was to get John F. Kennedy out at Dealey Plaza. Then when Lyndon Johnson refused to run for re-election, that threw the whole situation into a panic, and it allowed Robert Kennedy to come on in and start campaigning, with the implication that if he attained the power and authority of the White House, he would reopen the investigation into John F. Kennedy's assassination. And of course, Robert Kennedy was then himself assassinated at the Ambassador Hotel out in Los Angeles. Then Teddy Kennedy starts making noises about running for the White House, with the understanding that if he wins the White House, he'll have the power and authority to open up both Robert and John's cases. And then he had the incident at Chappaquiddick, which may not have been a simple traffic accident. It may have been an attempted assassination that went wrong. But because Mary Jo Kopechne was in the backseat of the car and died, Ted Kennedy was so damaged he couldn't possibly run for the White House. By the way, another little historical footnote. It was through Mary Jo Kopechne that Johnson learned that John F. Kennedy was going to replace him in the second term. Because one of Johnson's people was roommates with Mary Jo Kopechne. Mary Jo Kopechne was not an innocent. She was a Kennedy party girl, with all that that implies. So that was that connection there. LBJ learned that John F. Kennedy wanted a different vice president in the second term. And that would have meant the end of LBJ's career at that point. Are you there? Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, yes. I just saw a clip there on YouTube. Kellyanne Conway was on CNN. And it's sickening, but they're still trying. CNN is not giving up. They're still going 100% for Hillary. What she was trying to do, they're trying to frame the whole thing where... Well, this is the same thing that Trump does. They all do the same thing. They're trying their best to say that there's nothing unusual about what happened with the dossier and all that, paying off the foreign agents and everything. But you know, and Kellyanne Conway was starting to get mad about it. You know, because why would? Of course, you're going to get mad. They've been talking for a year. Russia, 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 they've been trying to send the propaganda as hard as they possibly can, and now Russia, she actually said, well, what's so bad about Russia? Russia's okay. You know, so it's hard to believe. It's sickening. I mean, it's sickening. You know, I never watch CNN at all, but I happen to turn on this clip from YouTube, and it makes you sick.
Yeah, it really does. But then that's why people aren't watching CNN or reading USA Today or Forbes or any of those anymore. Their audiences are way, way down. People don't trust the corporate media. And this is only going to make it worse because of how the corporate media was seen to just be pounding on this Russia hacked the DNC email or Russia was colluding with Trump with zero evidence whatsoever, and yet they kept pushing it, saying, yeah, just believe us. We don't have any evidence, but just take our word for it. We're the authorities. You will believe it. And then they turn around, and there's literally a mountain of evidence regarding the Uranium One deal. And the corporate media's attitude is, we're not really convinced there's anything important there. And so their liberal bias, or their, let's be more honest, their control by the CIA has never been more obviously on display.
It's propaganda. Like you say, they're not getting paid by their advertising revenue. I mean, the corporate sponsors will buy their ads, but the ads are not there to actually... No, because they're paying more for the ads than what they're worth. What they're trying to do is get control. They're trying to use it as a propaganda arm.
Yeah, they are, but they don't have a monopoly anymore. I mean, back when John F. Kennedy was killed, the media was under the control of the CIA through Operation Mockingbird, and everybody got into lockstep with the crazed lone assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, and anybody who thought he was with the CIA was a kook and a nut and a conspiracy theorist. In fact, the phrase conspiracy theorist was invented as a propaganda tool in the wake of the John F. Kennedy assassination and how many people were questioning that official story. So, but that was back then when people just didn't have a choice but to look at what the corporate media, the magazines, the TV, radio were saying and say, oh, I guess that's what's going on. That world is gone. There is now a true diversity of perception here in the United States, and it's called the independent media. And that's why they're trying to find some way they can shut us all down, getting around that First Amendment, screaming that we're all fake news, screaming that we're arms of Russian propaganda, and just endless smears, and of course direct attacks on our finances and on our servers and the rest of it. They love to play dirty. They think it's their divine right.
Right. Okay, well, anyway, that I just wanted to pass that on. That what Trump should have done, and he could still do it. What I thought he would do from the very when he took over as president, he could just say, "CNN, you're just so fake. You're not even invited to be in the press pool anymore. So just go get your fake news somewhere else." He could have done. He could still kick him out. I mean, yeah, he did kind of talk.
Well, he put them in the back row for a while here, you know, but the corporate media has basically united together and they've sent a message to the White House. OK, you will have to deal with us. You will go through us to reach the public. If you try and go around us, we will just make it our mission in life to absolutely destroy you. And Trump, I think, is playing it a little bit cautiously. We're right now on this Uranium One deal and on this dossier deal. This could turn out to be the final battle between the corporate media and the independent media over who's going to be more trusted by the American people. And right now it looks to me like the independent media is winning that one.
And Trump is trying to be cautious. It might turn out to be maybe he's just playing like at a slow roll, and he's giving them enough rope to hang themselves, and pretty soon here things will be looking pretty good. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. But, I mean, on the first indictment, the first conviction, and again, we saw the exact same thing back during Watergate, where the Washington Post was the sole exception. The rest of the media was saying, there's nothing there. It's ridiculous. To even think that a president of the United States of America would do these kind of things. And then all of a sudden, these top officials started being indicted, charged, sent to jail, forced to resign. And that's when the rest of the media finally said, okay, we have to cover this a little bit more honestly because we're looking like idiots out here. And we're coming up on that moment here relative to the Uranium One scandal and the dossier scandal. There's going to come a point where the corporate media is going to say, we're looking really bad here. We're losing audience. We're losing advertisers. And we're either going to have to start giving the American people the truth about what's going on, or we're just going to be out of business. And that is just the way it is going to be. All right, so the phone lines are now open again. We're going to get back and do a little bit of news here. Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, has announced that he plans to retire. He is not going to run for re-election. And apparently former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney intends to run for Hatch's seat. Romney may still have long-term ambitions for that White House. But again, looking at some of the stuff that came on out about how he does his business and how many lives he's ruined, how many companies he's ruined. I don't want him there at all. And again, especially the lesson from the last year. I don't know about you, but I am really sick and tired of every 4 years having to choose the lesser of two evils to bow down in obeisance to. And I think that needs to change. We need to start going back to electing the best amongst us, the statesmen, the people who really care about the nation and its people, not just gangsters looking for another edge and another business opportunity and another scam. Because we're in serious, serious trouble here. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And amazingly enough, there's been a breakthrough in the IRS gate story. We have so many of these gates to keep track of. The American Center for Law and Justice has won a years-long legal battle against the Internal Revenue Service in which the IRS has now admitted that it wrongfully targeted conservatives during the Obama administration specifically because of their political viewpoints. And the IRS is issuing an apology. They're hanging their head in mock shame and saying it'll never happen again. But they're saying, yes, these groups were targeted for harassment, delay, neglect on their applications and paperwork, specifically because of their political points of view. And keep in mind that the same corporate media that is telling you there is nothing to the Uranium One scandal or the dossier scandal, we're also saying, no, 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 there's nothing to the IRS scandal. Really, it didn't happen. None of this stuff happened. So just keep that in mind in the coming weeks here. Along with the fact that it's the same corporate media who assured you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Tom in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I want to thank you for showing us all the false flags that have been around. This one has been with the JFK opening up the papers and stuff like that. I think you've heard of the passage of the Gun Control Act of 1968. And that
yes.
was pushed by LBJ because Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated the president with a mail order gun that he bought. Now, if it proves out that he actually that wasn't the actual gun that shot Kennedy, can we rescind all this stuff and lay it where the blame should be?
Well, it would be nice to be able to do it, but I mean, I think Jim Garrison pretty much established that particular Mannlicher Carcano rifle couldn't have been the assassination weapon. For one thing, the scope was defective. It wasn't lined up. Whatever you aimed at, you pulled that trigger, the bullet was going to go someplace else. So that gun was basically planted there, and the reason they chose the Mannlicher Carcano was because the original goal of assassinating Kennedy, one of the agendas, they were going to blame Cuba for it. Remember, this is after that whole Bay of Pigs thing had gone down and led to the Cuban Missile Crisis, and then the CIA was engaged in Operation Mongoose, where they were going to try and go for a second invasion of Cuba, and Kennedy got word of it, and he shut it all down. Because he didn't want to trigger a nuclear war with Khrushchev. So what the plotters in the assassination did was they understood that following the Bay of Pigs invasion, Castro was importing cargo ships full of these very inexpensive Mannlicher Carcano rifles from Italy, and he was arming all of the Cuban people to be ready in case there was another U.S. attack. And that's why they chose that rifle. Because they had laid a paper trail of phony Oswalds going down to Mexico, over to Cuba, and coming back. And LBJ knew that they weren't going to be able to go with that framing of Cuba without triggering a war. And that's when it morphed into Oswald acted alone. We'll be back after station identification.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.